Jerry Bader Show, 922. Tomorrow, of course, is the State of the Union. The Sunday shows already were all over speculating and some informed reporting about what the president's going to do. He signaled this with that speech just a while back. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. That he essentially is going to circumvent Congress to get the things that he wants via executive fiat. Well, there's only so much he can do with executive order unless he just goes completely the way he has and violates the Constitution and does things that should require legislative approval. Here's the way Wall Street Journal reports just a little bit of this today. President Barack Obama's State of the Union address Tuesday night will seek to shift the public's souring view of his leadership, a challenge the White House sees as crucial to shaping the nation's policy direction over the next 3 years. Mr. Obama will emphasize his intention to use unilateral presidential authority, bypassing Congress when necessary, to an extent not seen in his previous State of the Union speeches. He's also expected to announce that some of the nation's largest employers, including Xerox, AT&T, Lockheed Martin, and Procter & Gamble, have signed a White House pledge agreeing not to discriminate against the long-term unemployed when making hiring decisions. Well, that's an empty platitude. I mean, yeah, I know some employers do. Gee, if you've been out of work for a long time, that might be suspicious. I don't know how they can actually live up to that. But here's what I want to talk about. This unilateral presidency. Why is his popularity sagging? It's very simple. Obamacare. Obamacare has been an unmitigated disaster. So this State of the Union address is going to be about anything but Obamacare. And he's going to talk about all of these things that, boy, just haven't gotten done, and all of the ills of the world will have everything to do with anything but Obamacare. And now I'm going to fix them because I can do this by executive order, and I can do that by executive order. Now, at this point, we don't know that he is alleging to actually do anything extra-constitutional, that he is going to just wave his hand and say this is going to happen when clearly law would dictate congressional approval. We don't know that. But Republicans have to just start grousing about this in the hallways of Congress during interviews and really doing something. This has become such a point of frustration for conservatives. They whine about it a little bit. They, well, you know, he can't really do that. And then they kind of have this nervous laugh. he can't really do that. Sure he can. You're not stopping him. I don't really see any reason why he can't if you're not going to call him on it, if you're not going to challenge him on it. One guy does, Ron Johnson with a lawsuit, and he's labeled a kook. When there are any number of items where you could challenge this, the administration just saying which laws will and won't be enforced, what portions of which laws will and won't be enforced. So if he's going to try to show himself a leader again, you can bet that he's really going to assert himself here. And it's just going to be interesting to see what it is he says he can do himself. But if it's as overreaching as I suspect it's going to be, this is a moment where Republicans, and this is a legitimate criticism of them, they have to stop worrying about the race card and criticize the man. You're hearing it. I mean, I saw Rand Paul and I saw others. That, look, he can say he wants to go around us or say he's going to work with us. That doesn't go far enough. That's what Paul said. That doesn't go far enough. And whatever it is he proposes, if it is the power grab and power reach that I suspect it's going to be, they have to call him out on it. And they have to say he can't do that. Because he can't do that, we're going to stop him. We're going to do something. I agree to an extent that you need not have any unforced errors as you head into this election year. I get that. But Republicans have become tepid. They're not challenging him enough. They think the key is to just let Obamacare crash and then just everything will be fine. I've never said that. I said let it collapse under its own weight, but don't just sit there with your thumbs up somewhere. I never said that. Then you have to capitalize on that. You have to offer an alternative. When the president wants to get things done without Congress and he overreaches constitutionally, you've got to be much louder about this. That's those of you who poo-pooed Ron Johnson's lawsuit, you conservatives, I think you're just wrong about that. You criticize him because he didn't go along with a strategy that failed. He comes up, then he's the only guy that legally challenges what Barack Obama's doing, and you say it's a waste of time. And you now are at a moment here where it looks like he's basically going to say, look, I can just do this stuff. I don't even need you guys. Forget it. We're just going to get this done. In fact, here's Rand Paul's quote. He says, oh, well, it's hard to get Congress to do anything. Well, yeah, welcome to the real world. It's hard to convince people to get legislation through. It takes consensus, Paul said. But that's what he needs to be doing, is building consensus and not taking his pen and creating law. Senator Paul, spot on. What the hell are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? If he does what Rand Paul said in that quote, if he does create law with his pen, it's time to just stop whining about it and say, look, he can't really just cancel out the legislative branch of government. And this is where the establishment is, I think, failing. They are playing it too safe. There's a difference between wildly unnecessary risks and playing it too safe. Right now, they're playing it too safe. They don't want to kick him while he's down. Well, let's just let this Obamacare thing, it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. It's just going to, well, it is. I still think at some point you need to offer an alternative here. But they simply have to, you know, they didn't react strongly enough to that whole, well, I've got a pen and I've got a phone. I don't think they reacted strongly enough to that. It'll be interesting to see what he offers and interesting to see how they react. Coming up in 5 minutes, this I really think is the best what is right and what is wrong topic ever. It's 9:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.